Well, hello and welcome. This is the Thursday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 12th of September 2024. Hope you're well, and I hope you're having a fantastic week. I've got to admit, I lost track of what day of the week it is, what with everything going on over this last week. It's a bit confusing, but went back to work yesterday. It was back down to earth with a bump after the fantastic weekend climbing Snowdon with some gardening friends. You know, completed that. And then we had Glee on Tuesday. Now, Glee is a gardening trade show. It's the type of show where garden centres go to buy products. So it's very different to many of the other shows. Certainly not like Gardener's World, because that's very much about the public. This is very much about trade. And I'm lucky enough to be able to go because I'm in the trade, as they say. And it, for me, it's more about networking with brands and things like that. I had some great chats. I made some great connections. We've got some really great potential for content coming up. One of the things I'm particularly stoked about is I'm possibly getting some really good deals on sheds as well. And we're going to hopefully pass these deals on to you, of course. So lots of really good things that are in the pipeline from this one show. Sheds, we've spoken to Gardenian, Flymo, we've spoken to quite a few people, compost companies, Charles Dowden actually was there. Quite a few things that are in the potential pipeline. Added to that, Autopot. I spoke to Autopot while I was there as well, and they have really liked the podcast from this week. So we're potentially getting some more potential content from them in the future. So they were really pleased with it. So very, very, very happy with it. More than that, it's been a really productive week in terms of the podcast. Now, after all this excitement and everything, I have not done much gardening since last week. And it would be good to get a bit of gardening done this weekend. I'm hoping I might squeeze it in. I've got a really busy weekend again this weekend, actually. Saturday, we have our local town show. And I'm volunteering. I'm part of our local camera club and the community garden. So I've volunteered on that. But I'm hoping I've got a bit of time in the morning. I was actually going to enter our local town show, but time's just got ahead of me and I haven't even given it any thought. But yeah, hopefully in the morning I'm going to do a spot of gardening here at home. The grass is getting pretty long, actually, and it needs a good cut. So that's going to be a real big priority if I get time on Saturday morning. And then added to that, I need to sow plenty more seeds, herbs, cauliflower, cabbage, radish, lettuce, those sort of things that we can just keep sowing and keep growing. I've got a few more cabbages I want to get outside as well, but a lot of things that we need to do. And then Sunday, I'm hoping to get down to the allotment in the morning as well. Again, tidy up, clear away some weeds. I haven't been there for a week. Excuse me. So I'm really, really need to get down there and do a few bits. I've also got to meet up with a local community gardener because he's going to take me on a tour of some community gardens on Sunday. So lots of fun things planned. Mostly it's about tidying up. Let's just hope the weather is good. That's the big, big thing. Big hope. Fingers crossed for. Now, what we've done today is we've sown the coriander from this month's gift pack. Now, coriander, I know coriander is one of those herbs that not everybody likes. And there's actually a genetic thing about this. If you don't like coriander, you've got the correct genes. I like coriander. It doesn't taste like soap to me. But that's apparently my genetics were mutated to like coriander. So if you don't like it, you're the normal one, as they say. But yeah, some people it does taste like soap. It doesn't happen to me, and I love, love, love coriander. It's a really versatile herb, used in lots of cooking, really nice and aromatic, and really, really tasty. Now, what I've done is I've just sown these seeds. Now, we could sow these outside in a partially shaded spot in the garden, well-drained soil. Or what I tend to do is I've sown these into plug plant starters just to get them growing and get them started. We've got about 1 centimetre deep, you could pot them in straight in the ground as well, 20 centimetres apart, 1 centimetre deep, and just cover over the seeds with soil and water and wait and see for that. We'll wait for them to germinate. Germination can take between 1 to 3 weeks, depending on the temperature and everything else like that. Good thing I want to say with coriander quickly, though, is that we can sow and grow this all the time, including growing it on our windowsills. So it is one that we can grow right through the winter. Now, coriander doesn't really like transplanting, so whenever you sow it, you've got to be sure that what you're sowing it in is where it will grow. I do find by doing it in plug plants, because when we plant out the whole plug plant, works very, very well. So that is an option if that's something you're looking into. Now, if you've sown them directly in the ground, once they're about 5 centimetres tall, you do need to thin them out and give them about 10 to 15 centimetres of space. Gives them enough room to grow and develop full leaves. Now, these leaves, they're quite a frilly leaf. That's why they're called a confetti variety. They're quite frilly leafed. But harvest those as and when you need them. If you've worried that it's going to get too cold, because if it freezes, it can sometimes kill coriander off. I do find it to be quite a tough plant. It does prefer cooler conditions. If I grow mine in the veggie pod, it seems to survive absolutely fine in there. So if you are growing it outside, you might need to put a bit of cover. But if you're getting really, really cold temperature, you might want to harvest all the coriander that you have, chop it up really finely, and then pot it into little ice cube trays with water. And then when you need coriander, you just pop out an ice cube and pop it in with your cooking. Very easy way of using that herb. It's also worth sowing every few weeks just to keep a continuous supply coming along. As easy as that. Nothing more I can really say on that. Really do enjoy this plant though. Really do. And don't forget, you don't have to sow them all today. You can sow them a few now and a few in a little bit later on. Right, I'm going to wrap this one up a little bit short, but hopefully this weekend we're going to get on top of everything on the allotment and in the garden, and I'll have something positive to tell you on Sunday about that. Right guys, you take care. I'll speak to you again next time.